This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Live from Capital One Arena, ahead of the Caps 50 event as we celebrate 50 years of Caps hockey. We're Grant and Danny welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan, and we are really pleased right now to be joined by a Caps legend, a former All-Star, a Vezina Award winner. Olaf Kolzig joins us. Ole, the goalie, is in the house. Thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You can't go 5 feet around here.
Like, it's been a while since I've been in the concourse, so I'm sure people are making up for lost time.
Well, I was going to say, are your quads okay? A lot of sitting, standing, kneeling, bending, getting your autographs and pictures done?
Yeah, getting back to the old days.
Love it.
What an exciting time for this organization as we kick off a brand new year on Saturday night. But let's start with this event. I was telling Danny earlier, the Caps of all the teams in town do the best with this kind of stuff. Like, it's just familial. Feels like we're all coming back together. First time, long time. 50 years of this organization, and over 70 former players are coming back to join all the current players tonight at this event.
Peter Bondra has done a phenomenal job in resuscitating this alumni, and it has just grown from year to year, and now with this being the 50th, we've had the most turnout that we've ever had for this event. I just was downstairs, guys I hadn't seen since I played. I mean, Guys that played here in the 70s that I got to meet for the first time. It's phenomenal down there. And the connection that this organization has with this city, I mean, is exemplary right here tonight. I think there's going to be over 15,000 people at this event. It's a great way to kick off the 50th anniversary.
Well, this organization, I mean, it'll never, obviously, because it couldn't be, it'd never be an original six. You know, it's never going to have the same cachet as some of the others, but it's now mature. It feels like, right? Whereas I remember going to Landover, Maryland, to the Capitol Center with, you know, 5,000 of my best buddies to watch an okay team, and then they've been good, bad, everything in between over those years. Just reflect on it, where this organization has come from and where it is now. Pretty darn healthy place, I'd say.
Well, somebody was telling me a story about the Save the Caps drive you know, a couple of years after they were here.
Uh-huh.
And to see where, when we were in the finals in 2018, mm-hmm. To see the two or three blocks around this arena just filled with red was crazy. And I think a lot of it obviously has to do with the Ovi effect. I mean, Ovi came on board, and then that generation of players that were here, I think, just created such a buzz with this community. And then obviously culminating with the Stanley Cup championship, everybody loves a winner. And I think this organization just does a great job of interacting with the community.
It is funny to think about that. So 50 years feels like such a big number. But then you think about Ovi, and he's essentially been a part of 40% of the organization's history as he's embarking on almost two decades now. he is as responsible as anybody in organizational history for where we are. But what do you make of this era, this Rock the Red and this building, this group that makes the playoffs almost annually, one cup to show for it, but so many years where they're knocking on the door? Like, what do you think this has done for hockey in this city?
Well, I think it's done everything. The excitement it's generated. I mean, you come here to watch a game, it's an event. I mean, it's boisterous, especially when our guys are doing well. It's boisterous. You know, we get the unleash the fury, you know, late in the third period, and when we're competing for first place, when we're battling and competing in the playoffs, it's just such a great time to be here. And this era of Caps hockey is obviously one of the best that's been in the 50 years that we've been here.
Remind me, like, the year you guys made the amazing cup run that nobody really saw come in necessarily, back in the end of the 90s into 2000, what's the building like at the beginning of those seasons? Obviously, the city rallies behind a team because it becomes the cool thing to do. Like, where was the fan base then?
Well, it was a little different because we just moved into MCI Center, and that was in December, moving from USA Arena.
Yeah.
And so just being in a new building obviously provides a buzz and an energy, and I think that kind of rubbed off on us as players when the building was full and loud and electric. And maybe it wasn't necessarily for the team, but for the building. But then as the rest of that season went, it sort of flipped. Okay, we know what the building's about, but now we've actually got a good hockey team. And, you know, we channeled that energy into that nice playoff run that we had. It was disappointing, though, when we played Detroit in the finals, where we came back for game 3 and 4, and the whole lower bowl was Detroit Red Wing fans. I think that was a little demoralizing for our group. But, you know, obviously we would have loved to win a game and see what we could have done of it, made of it. But, you know, that Red Wings team for those 2 years, I mean, probably one of the better teams ever.
They're pretty good.
NHL. Yeah. Loaded with Hall of Famers. Yeah.
Ole Kolzik with us here live at Capital One Arena. All Grant and Danny. Just to your point, so I was in high school and college, in kind of your heyday here in your prime, playing for the Capitals. And I was thinking about while you were talking, there was no such thing as youth hockey around here. It was basically like Wayne's World, game on, game off on the street, street hockey style. Is either the Chevy Chase Club, if you belong, there was a rink, Fort DuPont, and then maybe like sometimes in Cabin John if it was cold enough. Now there's like youth hockey leagues. It's like a travel sport like anywhere else, and you're part of building that, I would say. Just that enthusiasm and excitement, it really got kicked in overdrive now with this group, but that to me is remarkable. I don't know, just your thoughts on that.
Well, I think that goes hand in hand when you have a successful team and you have some players that the community loves. And, you know, when you bring your kids to games and then all of a sudden they see the game and they see an Alex Ovechkin or they see a Braden Holtby or Peter Bondra, and they're like, I want to play that game. And so then they talk to their parents about how do I get to play hockey? And so when you have more and more people like that, you know, there's a movement. Mm-hmm. And then there was a demand for new arenas, so they built some arenas, and then the minor hockey program started taking off. And there's definitely a correlation between the NHL team and minor hockey. If you have a successful program with some star players, the kids are usually the ones that have want the parents to get them playing hockey because they think it's pretty cool.
This offseason was different for the Capitals. I mean, looking at this group now, and you're still a big part of this organization, unfortunately, there was a lot of money to spend because TJ Oshie and Nicholas Backstrom are unavailable, and that's, a turning of the page. It's sad for a lot of
fans.
That's
hard, yeah.
But the amount of players that were brought in, talented veterans that really could help push this thing forward now, is substantial for the first time in many, many off seasons. What do you make of what Brian McClellan and company were able to do?
Well, there's a lot of optimism for sure. When you get a guy like Dubois, with his skill set and his talent, and hope, that maybe Carbs has the secret recipe to unlock his potential. If that happens, look out. I mean, we've got a very special hockey player. And then we got Mangiapane, who was a great player in Calgary for many years. Chikrin, defenseman from Ottawa, again another talented player that, if we can harness his ability and get the most out of him, is just going to be a great counter to John Carlson. I mean, Johnny's getting older too, and he maybe can't haul the minutes that he used to, and this Chikrin is going to be a great offset for him.
What about the goaltending situation? So Chucky last year ended up being the hot hand. They went into the playoffs with Lindgren, and maybe that happens again this year. But they bring in Mason Thompson. Feels like maybe we don't even know who ends up being the guy yet. Presumably, you tell me, do you think someone has to take over, or could it be a timeshare, and does that work in today's NHL?
Well, I think you have to have some sort of a timeshare. It's not like the days when I played and Marty Brodeur played, where we played 72, 74 games.
Can you imagine that? 72 games.
And now they don't even let goalies go back-to-back, it seems.
No,
like.
And it's not so much from a physical standpoint. I mean, I like to train like a player. I was always in really good shape, and that workload never really affected me. I think the thing now is there's so much parity and there's so much importance to win every game because it's so close that it's more of a mental break. You know, having a goalie try to play 72 games and pressure-packed games every night, it takes a toll. Where when we were playing, we had expansion teams that were there, and you knew that even on when you had an off night or you weren't playing your best, you knew more times than not that you were going to beat that team. And that's not taking anything away from it. It's just a different era of hockey now.
What do you think, real quick, sorry, Danny, on goaltending money? I saw Shesterkin, I think it was, turned down 11.88 the other day. It seems like there's a bubble that could pop at some point, right? Where, just because I know that guy's special and elite, but there's only so many of those goalies where a lot of times the team just, it's the Lindgren who ends up being the guy, not the contract player that you bring in. Where are we headed, do you think, in goaltending spending? What did you think of that, by the way? $88 million. He said no.
And do you wish you could still play?
I tried to find a way to play if it was $88 million. No, I think, and there were no other, once Carey Price had signed his big contract, the market kind of staled and actually kind of went in reverse a little bit. So those $10 million contracts weren't out there anymore. So when he turned that down, it actually surprised me a little bit. That was going to be the highest contract ever given to a goaltender. So I really don't understand the reasoning. I mean, you got the money, you got the term. I don't know if he's looking to get more with the increase in the salary cap. To me, that's kind of counterproductive because you could use some of that money to bring in better players to help your team become better. So I don't know, but I think in his case, he's the star guy, and he was drafted by the Rangers, he was developed by the Rangers, so he's a Ranger through and through. Where sometimes when you bring in these guys from other organizations, they're not quite as comfortable. You know what I mean? Like there has to be sort of a comfort level for goalies to really play their best. You saw that with Bobrovsky the first few years in Florida when he went down there. You know, they were really kicking themselves for signing to that contract. And then obviously the last 2 years, especially this last year winning the Stanley Cup, it was all worth it.
We're talking about some of the new players on this roster. It's exciting. How long does it take, and there's no right answer, there's no one formulaic thing here, Oli, but how long does it take, do you think, for everybody to kind of have it be second nature, right? Where you can go through training camp, you got to go through good, bad, and everything in between, where when you throw that pass, you know that someone's going to be on the other end of it, or those anticipation, timing plays, et cetera. How long does it take before everybody is on the same page in second nature?
It's probably a good 20, 30 games. I mean, we've had to deal with that a lot in Hershey the last few years, and I know Todd Nelson's biggest thing is like, this isn't going to be a team until about 30 games in. And that's just getting to know guys, getting to know different personalities. Like you said, getting to know what the trend is for a line mate, what your partner's going to do. You know, from a goaltender point of view, what your D pairing is going to do. So there's a big adjustment. And it's usually 20, 30 before there's really strong chemistry.
There's there was a goal scorer of some renown named Wayne Gretzky. He's at the top. There's a guy that plays here that's 41 shy. A, I still can't believe that because I saw Gretzky. I can't believe anybody's close, and yet here we are. Just quantify that for us, how incredible it is and what you make of it.
So 3 years ago, I knew Ovi was one of the best goal scorers ever, but I had no idea how close he was to Gretzky's record because I didn't even really put him in the same category. I think the stuff that Gretzky achieved, it's just, you never thought it was ever going to be broken. I think the guy had more assists than the next guy had total points.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, they're off-the-chart stats. And so, when it came to light that Ovi was 180 goals away, you're like, okay, that's still 180 goals, but man, is he close. And then to think he's 42 and he could possibly do it this year, it is, unless people play the game, I mean, you just have no idea how special that is, especially with the way the goaltenders play now. How tight teams play defensively, It's incredible. Like, he is legitimately he will be the all-time best goal scorer, whether he breaks the record or not, in my opinion, with all the variables, the goaltenders now, he will be the all-time best goal scorer ever.
What it's going to do for this organization also, I can't wait for. I feel like it's going to be 98 home run chase of my childhood kind of attention as he gets closer, when the countdown's really on and he's 10 away, 9 away, networks cutting into games kind of stuff. I really think it's going to be on that level. It could be.
Well, I think it's going to take it to the other level too, what it's going to do for the NHL product. I mean, what the NHL's done in the last 5 years is phenomenal. Like, we're right almost on par with the other three big dogs, maybe not football, but basketball and MLB. I mean, they've done such a good job promoting this game, and then you have something like this happen, a once in a generation player that's going to break maybe one of the unbreakable records. You know, I think it's going to be an exciting time, obviously in DC, but I think for the NHL in general.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, and this is Treat, man. Thanks for stopping by and hanging out.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Always good talking
Great
hockey.
Great to have
yeah,
you
man.
Back on.
Yeah, thank you.
Ole Kolzig, ladies and gentlemen, one of the Caps greats of all time. 70 former players in the house this evening with all of the current Capitals. It's the Caps 50 event. We're taking you up to 6:30 on your flagship home for Caps hockey all season long, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com